Welcome to India Info Bytes. In this podcast, we'll simplify the Indian Citizenship Amendment Act 2019. In recent weeks, cab bill is the most burning issue in India. Everyone has their version of story on cab bill, hence I would like throw some light on it. Our intention is to simplify the bill as is for ease of everyone understanding without taking any sides. Before we begin, I would like to inform everyone who is interested or concerned about this bill, please do not believe any news channel or newspaper as most of them are biased. Even don't just go by this article as well. Hence please do your proper homework through reliable sources to understand the bill and its outcome. The beauty of the information technology era is most of the information is available at your fingertips in the internet. Please visit Indian Government Gazette websites and download an act and go through yourself and understand, this is the only reliable and unbiased source of information. First of all, what is CAB Bill? It is Citizenship Amendment Bill which is introduced by Central Home Minister and has become now as Act after Parliament approval process. Hence from now onwards we will refer this as Citizenship Amendment Act 2019. For ease of understanding we have divided this topic into 5 sections. 1. National Register of Citizens NRC 2. NRC and CAA Correlation 3. Citizenship Act 4, Citizenship Amendment Act CAA. Let's try to understand National Register of Citizens, NRC, is a register of all Indian citizens whose creation is mandated by the Citizenship Act 1955 as amended in 2003-2004. The Citizenship Amendment Act 2003 added the following clause to the Citizenship Act 1955-1. The central government may compulsorily register every citizen of India and issue national identity card to him for identification too. The central government may maintain a national register of Indian citizens and for that purpose establish a national registration authority. It has not yet been implemented except for the state of Assam. Assam, being a border state with unique problems of illegal immigration, an NRC for the state was created in 1951 based on the 1951 census data. But it was not maintained afterwards. In 1983, the Illegal Migrants Determination by Tribunal Act was passed by the Parliament creating a separate tribunal process for identifying illegal migrants in Assam. The Supreme Court of India struck it down as unconstitutional in 2005, after which the Government of India agreed to update the Assam NRC. Following unsatisfactory progress on the update process over a decade, the Supreme Court started directing and monitoring the process in 2013. The final updated NRC for Assam, published 31 August 2019, contained 31 million names out of 33 million population, leaving out about 2 million applicants. The ruling government has promised to implement the NRC for all of India, but it did not find the results of the Assam NRC meeting its expectations. It believes that several legitimate citizens were excluded while illegal migrants were included. Hence amendments were made to the Citizenship Act. How is any person can be deemed a citizen in NRC? The criteria have been mentioned in Citizenship Act. This is how NRC and CAA are correlated. Following are the criteria as per the Citizenship Act 1955. 1. Citizenship by birth 2. Citizenship by descent 3. Citizenship by registration 4. Citizenship by naturalization 5. Citizenship by incorporation of territory. If anyone is not citizen of India and would like to register, they can do so by meeting the eligibility criteria and providing proper documentation mentioned in the site www.indiancitizenshiponline.nic.in. Let's deep dive criteria number 4, citizenship by naturalization, where the recent amendments are made through CAA on the 12th of December 2019. As per the old act, a person is qualified for the certification and the naturalization if he or she fulfills the following criteria. 1. He or she has either resided in India or been in the service of a government in India or partly the one and partly the other, throughout the period of 12 months immediately preceding the date of the application. 2. During the 14 years immediately preceding the said period of 12 months, he, she has either resided in India or been in the service of a government of India, or partly the one and partly the other, for periods amounting in the aggregate to not less than 11 years. As per the amended Act 2019, provided that for the person belonging to Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, Jain, Parsi or Christian community in Afghanistan, Bangladesh or Pakistan, the aggregate period of residence or service of government in India is required under this clause shall be read as not less than 5 years, in place of not less than 11 years. Why is this amended? It is a historical fact that trans-border migration of population has been happening continuously between the territories of India and the areas presently comprised in Pakistan, Afghanistan and Bangladesh. Millions of citizens of undivided India belonging to various faiths were staying in the said areas of Pakistan and Bangladesh when India was partitioned in 1947. The constitutions of Pakistan, Afghanistan and Bangladesh provide for a specific state religion. As a result, many persons belonging to Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, Jain, Parsi and Christian communities have faced persecution on grounds of religion in those countries. Some of them also have fears about such persecution in their day-to-day life where right to practice, profess and propagate their religion has been obstructed and restricted. Many such persons have fled to India to seek shelter and continue to stay in India even if their travel documents have expired or they have incomplete or no documents. Under the existing provisions of the Act, migrants from Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, Jain, Parsi or Christian communities from Afghanistan, Pakistan or Bangladesh who are minorities and persecuted entered into India without valid travel documents or if the validity of their documents has expired are regarded as illegal migrants and ineligible to apply for Indian citizenship under Section 5 or Section 6 of the Act. In a simplified way, citizenship by naturalization has been amended from 11 years to 5 years for person belonging to Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, Jain, Parsi or Christian community in Afghanistan, Bangladesh or Pakistan since they are the minorities there. If a person belonging to Muslim community from these countries can still apply for Indian citizenship under naturalization category by satisfying 11 years eligibility criteria. So if you are already a citizen of India, irrespective of religion, think how this will impact you. If you still think it will impact you, please protest in proper way instead of violence, destruction and disturbance to public. References 1. Citizenship Act 1955 2. Citizenship Act Amendment 2004 3. Citizenship Act Amendment Gazette Notification 2019 4. Ministry of Home Affairs Government of India website. Disclaimer, all of the mentioned are personal interpretation from the references. Please refer to the original documents for complete information. Thank you for listening to India Info Bytes podcast.